never goes forth without accomplishing what you desire. In Jesus' name, amen. I was in the book of 2 Timothy today. The Lord is kind of encouraging me and refreshing me. And there's just a real simple truth here. The way you read it and the way it's kind of actually written are a little different. Both are good, but it just carries more meaning. And this is the second, Timothy is actually the last letter Paul wrote, and the last part of his life. He's writing to Timothy, his son, and so there's some really cool stuff in here. You can understand, also, this is a side note, it's easier to understand the book of Timothy as we understand church history, and that Timothy was the bishop of Ephesus. And all the churches under Ephesus were actually under his charge. And so when he writes to him about ordination and stuff like that, then that makes sense, right? Because Timothy was the bishop there, and he was ordaining these guys. So, anyway, I always get off on the exit, what I talk about in our Bible study. I'll get off on, back on the interstate, right? All right, we're back on the interstate. Just some encouraging words here. And I'll read a few verses. These are just encouraging to us. For God is, refrigerator verse, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity or cowardice, but of power and love and discipline, or sound mind, which is the Holy Spirit, right? And self-control is one word for discipline. It's not what we're going to talk about, but this is a good verse to read. I like it. Reminds me, because of tendency toward fear a lot. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me as prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God. Okay, there's a lot in here. Read Timothy's about suffering. Paul's writing about his own personal suffering. But I love that verse because when we're suffering, you're not alone. It's his sufferings, right? And you do it by the power of God. Still not what I'm talking about. Got off on another exit, but that's encouraging, isn't it? Your suffering, you do it by the power of God. All right, back on the interstate. I just can't help myself when I read there. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. Okay, here's the meat of what we're going to say. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed. That word ashamed is a word not really like we would think being ashamed, but it's being singled out for misplaced trust, right? I'm not ashamed because I've misplaced my trust, right? That my trust has been placed in something really good. So therefore, I'm not ashamed, right? I haven't bet all my money on a loser horse, that comes in last place, which would happen if I ever bet on a horse. He'll break his leg or something. But he's not ashamed because he put his trust in something. Okay? And it's a good thing. For I know whom I have believed, this is how it reads, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day. But actually the way that reads is different. Because you think of something, okay, God, I'm entrusting this to you, and I hope you're going to keep it. Right? But actually the way it's written is this. I'm persuaded that he is able, the deposit he's put into me, he keeps it. It's totally different, right? That he has put a deposit into me and into you, if you know him, right? You got it. You got the Holy Spirit, the whole package. He's put that in you. And it's his responsibility to guard it. And he will guard it. And this is the word, what the word guard means. It comes from two words. One is like a military guard. And to preserve by having an eye on and never taking your eye off of it. Like a shepherd who would never take his eye off the sheep. Just diligent in watching. So when God guards this thing that he's put in you, it's like a military guard that never takes its eye off of it. He's constantly watching it, constantly watering it, looking over it, and protecting what he's put within you. Right? The fear that you walk in is somehow losing that, right? Or, God, I'm entrusting this to you. Keep it so I don't blow it and just lose all of it. Right? No. He deposited in you. He keeps it. And Paul said, I'm convinced of this one thing. So that put him at peace, right? Put him at ease. Hey, what he's put in me, he's going to guard. He's going to protect it. And he's going to watch over it. And I'm going to be okay. Right? In that kind of environment, that it can grow in you, right? That's the reason he wrote above that. God had given you a spirit of fear, right? Power and love and a sound mind, okay? For this. Because, you know, Timothy had to struggle with that because what God entrusted to him, you know, as a bishop, as the chief elder of all these guys, like, man, what if I blow it? What if I just lose it? Got him, you know? But no. He deposited in Timothy. He'll guard it. So chill out, Timothy. That's what he was saying. He could have just said chill out, right? But I love this. Verse 13. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith, love, which are in Christ Jesus. The word sound words is just a healthy word. Hey, I've just given you a real healthy word, Timothy. Believe what I've just given you because it's for your help. It'll carry you on. And again, verse 14 says, guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells within us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. And again, it sounds like you have a responsibility. You've got to guard that now, right? Just use the Holy Spirit, but that's not how it's written. Again, the good deposit that he's put in you, he's entrusted to you. That word keep is the same word guard that we just talked about. So the good deposit, he's entrusted to you. The Holy Spirit will guard who dwells with him. So, and that's a cool thing the Holy Spirit does for all of us. It's not only just the big gift of the Holy Spirit, but also the gifts of the Holy Spirit that he's given. He's released in you and anointed you with. That Paul talks about earlier in that he's laid hands on him, kind of stirred it up. Hey, Timothy, what God has given you, let's stir it up. Right? Because what God put in you, he's going to guard for you. You don't have to worry about that. Okay? Because he'll watch over it night and day. And all you have to do is believe that. Now walk in it. Amen? It's an encouraging word. I hope it encourages you, encourages me. Because we all get attacked, right? That, man, I'm just, you know, I'm losing this thing, or I've been walking in it, or maybe I lost it, or maybe he can't find it, you know, something. No. Nonsense. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.